It's the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, and we're going to look back at some of the highlights over the last year. That's coming up on today's episode.
This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here, and I'm in a hotel room tonight. I've been speaking at this young men's retreat all week, so I've been out in the woods, and I've been really busy speaking with these guys, talking to them about my new book, Prowess. And I hope you've picked that up because I'm leaving the States here pretty quick and I'm not going to be able to mail them out anymore. But I've just not had time to do the podcast justice. I had gotten a little bit ahead, but here we are. The 1 year anniversary of the podcast kind of snuck up on me. And I really had planned to do a whole lot of celebration and make some really cool stuff. And I just have been too busy. But we're going to do that toward the end of the year. And between now and then, what we're going to do is I want to just look back on some of the highlights of stuff that we've been able to do together over the last year. It's been an amazing year. Been to Syria twice, been to Venezuela like 5 times, or the Colombian border there. A couple of months of my life right there in Cúcuta this year. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Nigeria. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Europe, Colombia, all over the place. And there's just, actually, as I'm looking through my hard drives here, I've got so much footage that you haven't even seen. I mean, there's a ton that got filmed and just never made it into anything. Some of it has been aired before, but I just want to try to put some of this together, and let's take a journey back through the year and look at some of the amazing things that have happened in 2019 for the Hot Zone podcast. So check it out.
Son de India. Ustedes de India. India. No?
Pakistan.
Donde?
Where are you from? English?
Where are they from? Huh? You're from India? India.
India.
All right, India. Yeah, good. I thought so, because it's very handsome.
Handsome.
Good handsome.
Handsome. Yeah.
Good, good.
Hey.
Yeah, you handsome. Good, good.
You go to America? You go to America?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to America. I'm from Washington, D.C.
Washington,
D.C., yeah.
So I've got Judy and Nelson with me and the little baby. ¿Cómo se llama ella? Montserrat is the little baby. She's only a year old. Both of these two adults have been walking for almost 2 weeks from Guatemala, or from Honduras, I mean, and through Guatemala into Mexico, and they both decided they've had enough of that. So we were in maybe about an hour and a half from the border inside Chiapas state, and we decided that I had to go back toward the border anyway, so they're catching a ride with me to get back to the border, where there are supposedly buses provided by Honduras to carry people back into Honduras. All right, so this is the border between Syria and Kurdistan. We've been driving, I guess we left Erbil about 4 o'clock this morning, and we had a little bit of trouble with one of our vehicles, had to abandon it by the side of the road. That was the one I was driving, of course. And so we're ended up now here with 1, 2, 3, we got 6 vehicles, including this aging Humvee that I've been driving for the last half hour or so. And I have to say, I've ridden in a lot of Humvees, and I think they were designed by sadist midgets, I would say. The seats don't lean back, there's no comfort at all, and they drive like kind of like if you were trying to drive a speedboat on the highway with no wheels. Yeah, I mean, or like a building or something. I mean, it just doesn't drive very well. It's not exactly a Maserati. So we're making about 20 miles an hour up the hills, and very, very horrifying 50 miles an hour down the hills. But now it's going to be a few minutes while we get our paperwork checked out, and hopefully we'll be able to get across and move on into Syria. It may be that the people who have the armored vehicles are going to be the happiest people once we get in there, but I guess that remains to be seen. So here we are, about 19 people on the Free Burma Rangers team. All right, let's go. So this is the Syrian Defense Forces checkpoint about a mile from what they call the forward line of troops, the front lines against ISIS that are off that direction. They have walked to this point after getting across ISIS lines. These women are in terribly bad shape. Some of them are wounded. The children are obviously dehydrated, malnourished, and sick. And they're receiving some kind of initial treatment here. The difficulty is that they've had a problem with many of these women actually wearing suicide vests, and they had five blow themselves up in one day about a week ago. And so it's kind of a tense situation being here. They've already been checked by some of the female SDF soldiers, but we've still got to, you know, just be careful and hope that these women love their children enough that they're not going to do anything stupid like that. They will get on buses or vehicles from here and be taken to some sort of internally displaced persons camp further away from the fighting. So this is the other end of the stepped up airstrikes as we try to really root out the last elements of ISIS in a place called Susa, right? Just a couple kilometers from here. We can hear the fighting going on, and this group of people just showed up who had escaped that area. This family behind me is only the father, the son, and the little daughter that are left of 20 people. The rest died when an airstrike hit their house in the middle of the night about 10 days ago. But it took them 10 days to be able to raise the money to pay ISIS to allow them to leave. And that's apparently what's happening. And so we're getting a better sense now of just the horrors of living inside that enclave, the last stand of ISIS.
There may not be any roads in the Darien jungle, but there are plenty of footpaths and trails like this one. Some of them were made by drug runners and smugglers. Others were made by the migrants. But that does not mean that this is not some of the most challenging and extreme topography that you'll find anywhere in the world.
Okay, so I filmed that whole thing in slow motion. So that's going to be a really long clip there. Well, now I want to film in slow motion because I'm going to jump in the pond and we'll see how that looks. All right, here goes. Okay, I made it to Abuja, and I'm here with Felix Osamoje.
Yes.
He's the director of CBN Nigeria, and we are going to church. It's Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
You got to see this.
We're going to church, and the name of the church is Family Worship Center, pastored by a Regent graduate by the name of Pastor Sarah Omako.
And there's only, this is a small church, there's only like 6 or 7,000 people here.
Yeah. Huh?
Me.
You like home?
Yes.
Okay, sing the song of going back home.
Oh my oh, oh my oh, oh my oh, oh my oh. Sing. We shall sing my oh, we shall sing my oh.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. This is day three in Nigeria, and I'm in a motorcycle taxi. If you're wondering what that noise is, just taking a ride to get somewhere a little more, I don't know, interesting. But how about here?
That's my buddy. Yeah. Heck yeah. So I'm outside a gas station here in Johannesburg, and they have so many problems with people
trying to carjack these cars, trying to steal these cars. One of the ways they do it is they take a remote gate opener and they hold the button down, and that will jam your car from electronically locking. And so they've installed a little device here. Do you hear that? What that does is tells you that somebody's jamming your signal. There's somebody's using the jam. I've got my friend doing it here to kind of show us what it looks like. So incredible security precautions that have to be taken here just because the crime is so high. So I made it to Afghanistan. I'm here at the airport. It's been about 5 years since I've been here. The last time I was here, every other time I've been here, the military comes and picks you up here and takes you to the base. Apparently this time I'm supposed to get myself there by taking a taxi. So this ought to be interesting. You ought to see this crowd of people I'm about to walk into. It doesn't make me feel very comfortable.
All right, that's all I've got for the podcast today, folks. A little bit short, but we're going to make them a little bit shorter sometimes from now on because people seem to like that and they end up sharing it more. So tell me what you think. I'd like to hear your feedback about the podcast. What did we do right this year? What did we do wrong this year? What can we make better? How could this podcast be better for you? And as always, please like and share the podcast. We've got over 1,000 subscribers now on YouTube, and I'm pretty excited about that. That's pretty cool. We've got well over 1,000 on Facebook as well, and we've had something like, 44,000 downloads or something on iTunes. So that's cool. I appreciate everybody out there. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And so keep coming back, and we're going to have a lot more good stuff coming up in the next year. Take care.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.